Blog Talk Radio.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chain. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding
Amen. Amen. Courageous. We are courageous in Christ. Amen. Tonight I'm going to be speaking Pastor Roy from East End Revival Ministries in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I'm going to be speaking tonight and teaching on knowing your authority. Knowing your authority in Christ. I'm just going to say a prayer here. And then we'll get into the teaching. Amen? Father, I just thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would just use me, that you would use every part of me, you would speak through me. And I just thank you tonight, Lord, that my brothers and sisters out there, Lord, after this broadcast, Lord, will know their authority, know about their authority, and Lord, that they would and that they would they will use their authority in Christ. And I just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Spirit, that you would basically speak to every person through me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What I'm speaking on tonight is knowing your authority. How many out there I'm speaking to right now know about their authority? How many out there even know they have authority? The Bible says, even in in Genesis, if you go to get your Bibles, get your swords, the sword of the spirits, and then we're going to go right here to Genesis 1, 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So even in Genesis 1:26, the Lord was saying, I'm giving you authority and power and dominion over the fish of the sea and everything like that. So even in Genesis, it's saying that. Now, if we go, let's go to another scripture, and the one that says here, let's go to Luke 9, 1 and 2. And it's talking about Jesus, and he says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all the devils to cure diseases, and sent them to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. So what does the Lord give us authority to do? Like, what is the reason that Jesus gives us authority? And it says it right here. The reason Jesus gives us authority is to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. And cast out the devil, cast out spirits. Amen. That's what he gives us authority for. And the authority is in the Word of God. The authority is in Christ. See, when we use our authority, the Lord uses his ability. You see? But you have to know that you have authority. There's no use. You can't use authority if you don't know you have it. And tonight, I am speaking and I am proclaiming that you have authority in Christ and dominion over every devil, over the devil, over Satan. You have that authority and power over him. Amen? See, he doesn't want you to know that. He don't want you to know that. That's it. The Bible says, that's why the Word of God says, my children perish for the lack of knowledge of the Word of God. Do you think he wants you to know you have authority? Because he knows if you have authority, you're going to start using it. And you're going to start using it over him. You're going to start speaking to your body, taking authority over any sickness. You're going to be taking authority over a situation. You're going to be taking authority over circumstances. And you're just going to start proclaiming and speaking the Word of God. And when you take that authority over the power of the enemy, and you start speaking, and the Word says, it doesn't matter what the people say. It doesn't matter what he says, right? You speak the Word of God, and that situation, that problem, that circumstance, even the symptoms in your body, has to change because the Word of God never changes. See, you have authority in the Word of God. So you need to start speaking it and proclaiming it, the Word of God. Amen? Now Jesus, right? Jesus came to the earth and he took to take the crown off of God's enemy, the devil, and he placed it right on us. He took it to the, he took it from the enemy, the devil, and he gave it to us. See, Jesus gave that authority and placed it right on us. Amen? He placed it right on us. And so we have authority. We have authority, we have power, and we have dominion over Satan. Amen? And all you got to do is start using that authority in the name of Jesus. Amen? Now, Jesus, the first thing he teaches us is to walk in dominion just like he did with his disciples. The Lord wants us to walk in dominion wherever we go and whatever we do. Amen? Because he has given it to us. So we need to walk in that dominion. We need to walk in that authority. Amen? We need to walk in that anointing. We need to walk in his presence. We need to walk in his power. We need to walk in his love for sure. Amen? So, knowing your authority. So, tonight, that you would know your authority. It's in the Bible. Knowing your authority. And then, you just got to say, you know what? I'm just going to exercise this authority. I'm going to exercise this authority over situations in my life, circumstances in my life. Even symptoms in your life. You start exercising that authority, and you start saying, you're submitting yourself to God, and you're resisting the devil, and the devil will flee in absolute terror. Amen? Because he knows that you know your authority, and you know you have power and power and authority over him, and you also have dominion over him. Amen? He will leave. He doesn't want nothing to do with a person that knows their authority and power and walks in that. Not just as much. See, the thing is, my brothers and sisters, it's not so much just to know your authority. You need to walk in that authority. You need to walk where you went to a place where light dispels darkness. You need to walk in that authority. Walk in that authority just like Jesus did. Amen? And the disciples. Disciples, they walked in that authority. Amen? Amen. Amen. And here's the other thing. We're going to go to Luke chapter 9, verse 10. See, what the thing is, what we got to do is we got to act on that authority. You see? See, faith without action is dead. So it's not, the thing is, you know your authority, but you need to act on that authority. And as we act on that authority, then the Lord acts on his ability. When we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We're acting on our authority by laying our hands on the person, and Jesus is healing that person. He's using his ability. Amen? So we need to act on that authority. You need to be listening to what the Holy Spirit tells you, because the Holy Spirit can tell you to do something. It could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in a church building or a church setting. It can be in a grocery store. Many of us have, the Holy Spirit has been spoke to us. There was a time where I went walking into a grocery store. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to pray for that gentleman. He has cancer. So I said to his wife, can you be in agreement with me? Can you be in agreement with me? And I prayed for him. And then I hadn't seen him for a long, long time. And then a couple of years later, I met him. And I acted on the authority the Lord had given me to pray for that person. And I rebuked the cancer in his life in Jesus' name. And the Lord totally set him free. Jesus. the answer to cancer free. And the Lord totally set him free from cancer. And all it was, I walked into that grocery store, and the Holy Spirit spoke and said, pray for him. So when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, use the authority the Lord is giving you and do it. Don't wait 2 minutes. Don't wait 1 minute. If you know it's from the Holy Spirit, act on it. You're acting on the authority the Lord's giving you, and he is bringing in his ability. See, the thing is, we are laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Now, our authority, and it's mixed with God's ability, that brings deliverance and healing to people. Let me say that again. It's our authority, mixed with God, his ability, to bring deliverance and healing to people. How many of you already want to see people set free? There's people that are in bondage to different things. They're in bondage to drugs. They're in bondage to alcohol. They're in bondage to different things. But Jesus is the one that sets them free. But he uses us with our authority. When we use our authority, he uses his ability. So when we basically start praying for it, or we start casting out a demonic spirit out of a person, yes, you have to do that. It's there. It's in the Bible. Amen? Cast that spirit out of that person, right? And then the Lord just fill them with your healing power. Fill them with your healing power, right? And the Lord does that. Because always when you cast a spirit out, make sure that you fill that part, that void, fill it with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God. Don't leave it empty. Make sure you fill that spirit. Amen? You use your authority, heal the sick. You know, it says lay hands on the sick. Sometimes you need to, use your authority. I get an anointing cloth, put it on that person. There's different things you can do. But it's all from the Holy Spirit. Make sure that what you're getting, when you're exercising your authority, that it's initiated by the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. So knowing your authority, this is all what it's about tonight, is knowing your authority. Do you know your authority tonight? Have you been taught that in the places, in the congregations that you are at right now? Has it been taught about knowing your authority? See, it needs to be taught. It needs to be taught. You need to hear it, because if you basically don't know you have authority, how are you going to exercise? Because you don't even know you have it, right? But tonight, by the end of the night tonight, you will know your authority. And tomorrow, you're going to go out and you're going to exercise that authority in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? See, faith without action is dead, right? So when you go out and use your authority, it can be. Now, here's the key. Knowing your authority, first you got to take authority first in your life. Amen? And that has to do with your health, your finances. And then you need to take authority in what's happening with your family. Amen? And then the family. Your marriage is very important. Take authority over your marriage. And you know what? The thing is, you submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and basically the devil moves out. See, here's the key, my brothers and sisters. As us, as the church, or the army of God, as we move forward, march forward, the devil moves out, and Jesus, our commander-in-chief, moves in. Amen? And every time we move forward, the devil moves out, and Jesus moves in. Amen? You remember that. Remember that. So when you take your authority and you tell the enemy, if, for example, if you have a pain or there's something in your body, you lay your hands on it and say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, leave me now in Jesus' name. And sometimes what we need to do is not say a word. Just come against it and just don't say a word about it. Just be still and know that he's God. Amen? We need to do that. Right? Because when we do that, that pain, whatever it is, when you lay hands, and the hardest person to lay hands on, my brothers and sisters, is you. You can lay hands on somebody else, but it's hard for you to lay hands on yourself. But you need to do that. You need to do that because if the enemy attacks, tries to attack a spirit, like a spirit of infirmity comes and tries to attack you, you need to say, in the name of Jesus, spirit of infirmity, you have no right to my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you have no right to my body. Leave now in Jesus' name. And it's got to go. Because when you say name of Jesus, man, it's gone. It's gone. Right? And then you say, Holy Spirit, just fill me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with your healing power, with your presence, with your anointing. Because the anointing breaks every yoke of bondage in my life. Amen. The anointing. We need to crave the anointing. We need to, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And just basically, the Lord said he'll lift us up in due time. But we just want to, we need more of the Holy Spirit, more of God's anointing. Ask for God. It says, you have not, you've asked not. So ask for the anointing. Ask for more love. Ask for more power. Ask for more of the Lord in your life. And he will give it to you. Because you're not asking amiss. You're asking for more of him. You're asking for more of the Holy Spirit. You're asking for more of Jesus. You're asking for more, even more of Father God. Amen? It said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Amen? It's time for you to get out of boot camp. And it's time for you to start using your authority that Jesus has given you and start moving forward, going to the front line and taking ground from the devil. Amen? No more giving ground to the enemy, right? It's time to walk in divine health. Walk in divine prosperity. Amen? Amen. Now, as you're walking in this authority the Lord is giving you, the Bible says in chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. See, if you're walking in that authority and the Lord is taking you to different places and you're going, when you start walking in that authority, the Lord is, the Lord has given you to walk in. Also, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow you as you follow Jesus. Amen? Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow you. A miracle, a manifestation of the impossible revealed. The atmosphere of heaven coming down of Christ's love. So you're going, if you're going someplace, all of a sudden there's going to be a manifestation of the impossible. Right there. The atmosphere of heaven is going to come down into where you are of Christ's love. And because of Christ's love, the person is going to be saved. The Holy Spirit is going to convict that person, and they're going to start crying. They're going to cry. They're going to say, "Oh, I need Jesus. because of the presence, the anointing of God, because of the authority that you're walking in, that Jesus has given us to walk in. That authority and that power over the enemy. See, the enemy says the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy everything in your life, right? But you have that authority and power to say no. You're not stealing. You're not taking anything. You're not stealing nothing. You're not killing anything. You're not destroying anything. I'm basically taking. I got my authority, and I'm going to start walking over you. You're under my feet. I have dominion over you, Satan. I have dominion over you. And I'm taking ground. I'm taking ground back. And I'm taking ground from you. And I'm holding that ground, and I'm taking more ground in my life, in my marriage, in my family, in my community, in my city, in my province, in my state, in my country. Amen? You have no idea how much authority that you have, my brothers and sisters, in Christ. But when you start exercising that authority, when you start taking that authority, and you start exercising that authority, and you start moving ahead, marching forward, moving ahead, you'll realize how much authority that you have in Christ and how much dominion that you have. See, the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Let me say that again. The Bible, the Word of God says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Amen? Rejoice. Another day the Lord made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Rejoice in it. That the Lord has given you that authority, and now you're getting, you're not just given it. Now you're knowing that you have that authority, and now you're exercising that authority. You're exercising that authority, and you're moving ahead. And the devil is losing ground. You're going outside and saying the name. Going outside and saying the name of Jesus. This house is a Holy Spirit house. And the devil's not allowed in here. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you walk in that authority. You walk in that power. Amen? But remember, my brothers and sisters, we need to humble ourselves, right? We need to surrender to Jesus. See, here's the thing is, the more we surrender to Jesus, the more he'll use us. You mean that? The more we surrender to Jesus, the more he'll use us. The more emptier we come in ourselves, the more the Lord will fill us up and we'll walk in that authority. We'll walk in that power. In Jesus' name. Amen? Some of you have authority and power not just over your families and marriages, but some of you have power and authority over the communities you live in, the town you live in, the city you live in. Amen? The village you live in. The province you live in, the state you live in. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just take that. There's territory apostles out there. You have authority over territories. Amen? There's territorial prophets out there. The Lord has opened up that door for that territory for you to have authority over and start speaking it out. Amen? Amen. All I'm saying is use that authority the Lord has given you. Amen? Amen. Let's continue on. So Mark 16, 17, and 18, and we'll go to 18. The Lord's talking about us again here now. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen? So the Lord's not just saying we have authority. He's saying the enemy can't hurt us in any way. It says right here, they shall take up serpents. If we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. And we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So use that authority the Lord has given you and start laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And don't say, well, yeah, but if I do that, you know what? You just use your authority, and the Lord will use his ability. Amen? Because if you look at the scripture, and this is the confidence we have in him, we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, right? The key is according to his will. It's according to God's will to save. It's according to God's will to heal, and it's according to God's will to set the captives free. So if you're laying hands on the sick, right? The Lord tells you, go, what? They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Because it's God's will for that person to get healed. Amen? So just go out and do it. Use that authority. The Holy Spirit initiates, and you activate it by faith, by doing it, he will bring it to pass. Amen? He will bring it to pass. He's initiated, you acted by faith, then he will bring it to pass. Amen? Amen. Let's go on. Okay. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now, this is the Lord Jesus speaking to us. Every one of us is my voice right now. This is what Jesus is saying to us. Okay? Listen. This is chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you. Okay? Behold, I give unto you. So everyone that with my voice is, I'm saying you. Okay? Power. Okay, so what is the Lord saying? He's given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See, the thing is, the Lord's not saying 50% here, or 75%, or 95%. He's saying all the power of the enemy. Amen? And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the Lord is saying he's given us all power over the enemy. Right? All power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt you. Amen? That's what the Bible says. That you have all power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So in other words, he can't do nothing to you. He can't do nothing to you. Because it says here, nothing shall hurt you. So he can't retaliate and hurt you. Amen? Because you have power and authority. He is under our feet in Jesus' name. The devil is under our feet. Say it with me. Say, Satan is under my feet. And you keep him there. You keep him there. He tries to rise up, you stomp him down again. Amen? You have that authority and power over the enemy to do that. Amen? And you keep doing that. You keep using that authority. You keep using that or exercising that authority. Keep exercising that authority. Amen? Amen. Just go on here. Okay. Now, here's another scripture. Listen to this one carefully. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Okay, you want to go to that? Just wait a second here. Okay, it says, verily, Jesus speaking again. He said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen? Now, it has a twofold application, binding and loosing. So when you bind, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So when you bind some, when you bind a disease, a spirit, when you bind a spirit, what happens is that spirit is bound in the spiritual. You're binding it in the natural, it's bound in the spiritual. And whatever you shall loose on earth, whatever you shall loose out of a person, or a spirit out of a person, right? It's also loose in the spiritual. Everything happens in the spiritual first before it goes into the natural. Amen? Amen? So binding and loosing. And get the Holy Spirit can speak to you more on this, about binding and loosening. Binding the spirit and then casting them out of a person. Like, for example, the spirit of infirmity. A person is sick and they're sick. You can go over this. You go over that. It could be your family member. And you can say, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of infirmity in my relative. And I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Amen? To the decimal place. And then you'd loose, Lord, you would just loose your Holy Spirit, your healing power from the top of this person's head to the soles of their feet. Amen? Amen. Now, Jesus also talked about this in Matthew 12, 29. Jesus says, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house? On my next broadcast, on knowing your enemy, I'm going to be talking about strong man spirit. But I'm going to leave it for tonight because that's not where I'm going tonight. But next week, I'm going to be talking a little about that. Okay. Now, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, it says, it talks about, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, listen to this. When you are dealing with the enemy, you need to confront it. You need to confront evil. You need to confront evil people and use the authority the Lord is giving you to confront that person or that situation. You need to confront that. Confrontation. Sometimes we the bottom line sometimes is the body of Christ. We need to confront more. We need to, that's where it says the kingdom of God is not for violence, but we need to take it by force. We need to take our health back by force. We need to take our finances back by force, right? We need to take our marriages back by force, amen? But telling the enemy to leave, confronting the devil, confronting the spirit, and saying, go in Jesus' name, amen? We need to do that. It's essential. We need to do the Word of God. See, here's the key, my brothers and sisters. The Word of God is powerful. When you're dealing, when you're walking in authority in Christ, you are used, your weapons are the Word of God, your weapons are Holy Spirit, and your weapons are prayer. Amen? So you need to, confront the situation. Like I said, confront the circumstance, confront the system, the symptoms. Amen? Use your authority. Use your authority. If you exercise your authority. From this, when I'm done here tonight, I know that the people out there, you're going to exercise your authority tomorrow. Maybe you haven't known you have authority, but tonight you do know you have authority, and you're going to start exercising that authority. You're going to start using the name of Jesus powerfully. And you're going to see it. You're going to see circumstances change right before your eyes. You're going to see situations change right before your eyes. You're going to see symptoms change because the Word of God never, ever changes, my brothers and sisters. Ever changes. Amen? So start proclaiming it. Start preaching it. Start confessing it. Doesn't matter. Don't look at it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen? So Jesus speaking, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what is the Lord saying? The Lord is saying when we use our authority and power that the Lord has given us, right? The gates of hell are not going to prevail against us. Amen? They're not going to prevail against us. Because we have all authority and power over the devil. We don't need... So if that's what I'm saying, then the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So whatever the enemy's trying to do will come to naught because as we use our authority... Jesus uses his ability in every situation. Amen? Every situation. Every situation. Now, my brothers and sisters, God has commanded us, we're the church, okay? Right? It's not about a congregation. It's not about a building. The church is the arm, is the body of Christ. There's only one church. Jesus didn't say, I'm going to build a whole bunch of churches. He said, I will build my church. So the church is the body of Christ. Amen? The army of God. It's the army of God. There's only one army of God. Okay? There's only one body of Christ. I mean, we have many denominations. We have different things. Congregation, but when it comes right down to there's only one church, okay? Amen? Do you agree with me? Amen. Thank you. Okay. So God has commanded the church to go forth. So what is the Lord saying to us? We need to keep going forward. Don't keep looking in the rearview mirror. Keep going forward. Right? You know, the Apostle Paul said, I forget those things that are behind me. I reach forth for the things that are before me. Amen? Right? So we need to, in another scripture, therefore you're a new creature, and old things are passed away, everything new. So you need to basically move forward and don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife, where she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. I'm not saying you turn into a pillar of salt. I'm just saying don't look back. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Amen? Don't look back. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. And exercise your authority and power over the enemy. Keep moving forward, right? Keep moving forward. You're in the front lines. Keep going, moving forward, kicking more and more and more and more ground from the enemy. Amen? Amen. We are overcomers. Amen? We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, word of our testimony. What is our testimony? Our testimony is that every time we take ground from the enemy, we give a testimony of taking that ground. Be it in your health, be it in your finances, be it in your family. Amen? Be it in your job, be it in your city. It doesn't matter, right? But keep going forth. Keep going for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the battle belongs to the Lord, and as we keep going forth, the Holy Spirit and the angels of God go before us. Amen? They go right before us. That's why it's good to know, sometimes we just need to be still and know that He's God, and we need to camp and receive instructions and strategies from the Holy Spirit. Then there's a time for us to march and take ground from the enemy. And the Lord will show you how and what to do. Amen? It's a win-win situation. And sometimes we need to get down on our knees. As we do that, we'll win every battle. Amen? Amen. To go forth to exercise. So the Lord's saying for us as the church, and the ones I'm talking to right now, my brothers and sisters out there in different countries, it's time to go forth, and it's time for you to exercise your authority and power over the enemy. See, I can't do that for you. The Lord can't even do it for you. Only you can take that authority and exercise your authority over the enemy. Amen? Only you can do that. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? And prayer, militant prayers. Amen. Just got to go do it. Amen. The Lord has called me to raise up an army. And He's given me different steps how to. Be able for me to do that. But the Lord spoke to me and he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, you can do all this, but they've got to do it. They have to. You can preach the word. I can talk about different things. About their war being a war. You have a warrior spirit. But you have to basically take the initiative and do it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then it says you go forth and it's authority and allow Him, allow Jesus to manifest His power. To allow Jesus to manifest His power. Amen? So here's the key. So if we use our authority, exercise our authority, the Lord is manifesting His power. See, He's waiting for us. I mean, not Jesus can do it, but He's waiting for us to exercise our authority and power over the enemy And then Jesus will manifest his power, right? Amen? And it said the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So every time that Jesus manifests his power, manifests himself, the enemy's works are destroyed in all our lives. And here's another thing. See, Satan should not be in control of any of our lives, nor should he be lording over us. He's under our feet. Don't allow him to lord over you. Don't allow him to lord over you. You take authority. You take authority and you start seeing, you say, Satan, you leave me now in Jesus' name. I'll give you a little example. We had a young fellow who was staying with us in Williams Lake, B.C. And anyway, we were kind of discipling him. And anyway, my wife and I were sitting in the living room. And all of a sudden, he came up. And he opened up the door and he slammed the door. And he said, Satan, I'm slamming the door on you and on my life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know what? After he did that, things start to happen in his life. He took authority and power over the enemy. And when he did that, all of a sudden, miracles were starting to happen. Breakthroughs were happening in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Spirit of the warrior came on him. And a lot of things that basically were blocking what he wanted to do, all of a sudden the blocks were gone, and he just kept going right up the road where the Lord wanted to go. Amen, amen, amen. We have the authority, like I've been talking about this, speaking about this, to get Satan out, to kick Satan out of all our lives. Amen? To kick Satan out of all our lives and then put him under our feet. Amen? So you kick Satan out of your life, use that authority and power the Lord has given you, and you kick Satan right out of your life. You kick Satan right out of your family. You kick Satan out of your community. You kick Satan out of your city. Amen? Right? Kick Satan right out of your city, right out of your community, right out of your village, right? You have that authority and power. You know, we get together, it says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Amen? Because the Lord has given you that authority and power to do that. Amen? As we move forward in our authority, the devil moves out of that city, out of that vision, out of that family, out of that marriage, and God moves in. Jesus moves in. The Holy Spirit moves in. And with the Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's miracles, there's signs, there's wonders, there's restoration, there's reconciliation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? There's revival. There's revival. Amen? Cities of repentance, empowerment, vision, intercession, violence, city of violence. And not the type of violence that you know, I'm talking about violent faith. I'm talking about confronting the enemy with the authority and power that he's giving you. Amen? And then there's advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. More and more and more. Calling them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Calling them out. Advancing the kingdom. More brothers and sisters coming into the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. And then there's love. Jesus, because Jesus loves people. He saves them. He heals them. He sets them free. And but when we use our authority and power that he has given us and told us to use, then Jesus basically uses his ability. And the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, sick healed, those oppressed of the devil are free. And most of all, the lost are found. The mighty name of Jesus. Amen? We must get determined. See, have you ever heard of this expectation? Determination brings manifestation. Amen. So we must get determined to do what God has told us to do. So we, myself, and everyone out there that is my voice out there in different, wherever you are, you must get determined to do what God has told you to do. And we should not accept anything less than total success. Total success. And you will have that as you use your authority and the power, authority and the power the Lord has given you. And you start walking that authority, you'll have total success in Christ. Amen? You'll be free spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and of course, financially free, and walk in that authority and that power that the Lord is basically giving you and exercising it. Amen? Amen. As you walk in that authority, you will be raised up. You will be raised up with anointings to not just for your families and for communities, but to take cities and nations, not just the block you're on. Amen? So you start using that authority, using that power that the Lord has given you. Amen? Amen. Amen. I have a couple more scriptures here. Matthew 10:7. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now I have one other one here. Jesus speaking, Matthew 16:17. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon, or Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. I said this already, but I'm going to repeat it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, I spoke about this before, shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The Lord has given you that authority. My brothers and sisters and people out there, he's given you authority to bind. He's given you authority to loose. Amen? In Jesus' mighty name, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Remember that. Jesus sets people free. He sets people free. And all we have to do is we've got to start using that, exercising that authority. Exercising that authority over people that are sick. Exercising that people over people that are in bondage. Amen? remember, the more I was walking your authority and power and anointing, the more the yokes of bondage are going to be breaking forth in your life and in others also, wherever you go and whatever you do. I'm just going to before I go, I've been talking about knowing your authority, exercising your authority, but maybe you don't even know Jesus. You've heard about Jesus. You've heard people talk about Jesus. You even go to church and you hear about Jesus. But there's something missing. There's a God-shaped vacuum in your heart, and you've tried other things. Maybe some of you have tried drugs or alcohol or just different other things that, you know, thought, well, maybe if I had a nicer car, maybe I had a nicer house, maybe if I got a promotion at work. But I got to tell you something. We've all gone through it. I went through it. I thought if I would become a manager, if I became, you know, if I had lots of money, if I had a nice car. But I come to the realization on October 29th of 1983 that really it wasn't what I wanted. It was who. And when I met Jesus, when I asked Jesus to come into my life, see, I had a heart-shaped vacuum in my heart. And I was trying to fill it with things. I was trying to fill it with different things and even people and, you know, just different things. But I realized one thing. And I'm sure, though I'm talking out there, you'll realize it too. You'll never, ever fill that God-shaped vacuum in your heart. Because the only one that will fill that void in your heart, and every one of us that have asked Jesus to come into their life, they know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. So would you just simply call on the name of the Lord. Say, Jesus, I want to get to know you, Lord. I want to get to know you intimately. I've heard about you. I've been read about you. But Jesus, come into my heart. Fill that void in my heart. Fill that void in my heart that I've been trying to fill with other things and even other people. Jesus, come in and fill that void in my heart. I call on you now. I call on the name of the Lord, and shall be saved. I call on you now, Jesus, to fill that void in my heart that only you can fill. And he knows. This is not from your head. This is from your heart. So therefore, we're a new creation. All things have passed away. Everything is new. And if you've done this today, I just say, ask the Lord, that you would bring somebody, some people into that person's life. Lord, to help them become the men and women that you've created them to be, and then do
what Jesus, what you've called them to do. Amen. God bless. We'll see you in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be preaching and speaking on knowing your enemy and the operation of demonic spirit. Good night, and God bless.